Welcome, everyone. We're going to get started today. We have a short, I know a lot of you are here for our county council meeting, but we have a short Board of Equalization meeting that we're going to start with first. So if you have any comments for county council, please save those till we start that meeting next. So I'm going to go ahead and move forward with the Board of Equalization. And this is the meeting for Tuesday, December 9th, 2025. Time is 1:34. I'm going to call this meeting to order. And I am going to ask for public comment, but again, this is just for the Board of Equalization meeting only. If you have public comment for this, please come forward. And do we have anyone online? Okay. So then we will move forward to item three, which is acceptance of B of E minutes for November 18th, 2025. My presenter, Chris Hardy, auditor for this one.
We would seek approval for those minutes.
Okay, any questions for Chris?
Move approval.
I'll second.
Okay, motion by Board Member Stringham, second by Board Member Harrison. All in favor to approve those minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, that passes. Moving on to item four. This is approval of assessor and hearing officer recommendations. Our presenter is Brad Neff, our tax administrator. Welcome.
Thank you. Yes, we have 298 items for approval. They're set forth in the list.
Okay.
Happy to answer any questions if anybody has any.
All right. Any questions for Brad at this time? Okay. Seeing none, I entertain.
Move approval.
Okay.
Second.
Motion by Board Member Stringham, second by Board Member Harrison. All in favor to approve item 4.1, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, that passes. Item five, so significant adjustments. This is Brad Neff as well.
Yes, we have three items that have significant adjustments, and you'll recall that these are those items that have a 20% adjustment as well as a $1 million adjustment. I'm happy to answer questions about those. Otherwise, we seek approval of those adjustments.
Okay, any questions for Brad on this?
I do have a couple questions, if that's okay. I was just looking at it. I know there's some, the one is on Granary Way.
Uh-huh.
The specific reason why that one has lost so much value, 43%, is specifically why. I was just curious.
Let me look at my notes.
It's a parking structure.
Okay, yes. So that parking structure, the assessor, and these are all assessor stipulations, that parking structure had originally been valued on the cost approach. And because it was, when it's put into service, the assessor typically moves those to an income approach. And so there may take some time for the property to move to full usage. And so the expectation is that the value would increase over time, but for this year it's reduced to account for that valuation methodology change.
Okay, so it's now based on income and not value?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, that makes more sense then. Okay, I was trying to understand why that moved and changed so much.
Yeah.
Is that the same with some of these others or just... Because the office, the Asian Association office, is that just because it's...
Yeah, that one, the assessor had made some land adjustment miscalculations, and they were correcting those. And this property, the improvements are 100% exempt, and the land is 75% exempt.
Okay, and that's because it's a nonprofit, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then the last one, of course, the same one, it's an apartment, so that one didn't...
Yeah, and the assessor recommended a value change and is stipulated to that based upon the listing of that property, and this is the listing price.
Okay, so we're...
So it's approximately, it's kind of the high end on what it should sell for.
Gotcha. Okay, got it. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, any other questions for Brad?
I'll move approval on that. Thank you.
All right.
I'll second.
All right, motion by Board Member Stringham, second by Board Member Stewart. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, that passes. Moving on to later bills. Brad again.
Yes, the recommendation is to accept 8 of these and deny 27 of them. The 27 just don't meet within the exceptions that the tax commission rule has, and so that's the recommendation.
All right, questions for Brad? I'll seek approval.
Move. Second.
Okay, motion by Board Member Johnson, second by Board Member Stringham. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, last one, exempt, thanks Brad. Exempt property recommendations, 7.1, recommendations on exempt property for tax year 2025. Presenter Chris Harding, auditor.
Thank you. Yes, we have six new applications for real property, and one is a removal. The six are just the regular new applications because they're using their properties for religious or charitable purposes. The one's getting removed because it's being sold to an entity that is non-exempt. So we would seek approval for those recommendations.
I'll move approval on that.
Okay, motion by Board Member Stringham, second by Board Member Harrison. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that passes, and we'll adjourn this meeting. Thank you. We'll move on to County Council in just a few minutes.